Okay, and here we are. This is episode 3 of the Dad and Haley Show. And I'm here with Haley. Say hello.
Hello.
And Haley's got her friend. Okay, we don't need to talk about him. Hold the microphone up to your face. And what did you want? We wanted to talk about today was
animals.
Animals, because Haley knows a lot about animals, don't you?
Yeah.
How'd you learn so much about animals?
Well, I watch Wildcats at home.
What's your favorite animal?
The cat.
The cat. Neat. We have two cats, don't we?
Yeah.
What are our cats' names?
Larry and Toby.
Yeah. What about, what's your favorite wild animal?
Lion.
A lion? Here, you sit up here closer to the microphone. It's closer to that microphone because I don't know if that's recording all the way. I'm a lot louder, so let's, okay. So, the lion, that's your favorite? The lion is the king of the jungle.
Yep.
What do you know about lions?
Well, they have big teeth.
Yes, they do.
And really sharp claws. And they roar really loud.
Yeah, they do. What do they sound like?
Roar!
Very good. Huh. Yeah, lions are cool animals. What's your favorite Wildcrats episode?
The one about the cheetah.
What happens in that one? Tell everybody.
Well, there's actually two. One with the cheetah cub and one with just the adult. Which one do you want to hear about first? The just adult or the one with the adult and the cheetah cub?
Let's go with the one with the adult and the cub.
Okay. Well, they want to make the adult cheetah into a scarf. And when the cheetah cub laid down right beside the honey badger, they tricked the knee. The Wildcrats tricked the knee. That actually, Chris and some Planet Martins would work, but it did. It was like, take one, but please don't take the warm or soft. The warmer, softer, most beautiful one. And the maid said, take the warmer, softer, most beautiful one.
Hold it right up. Keep, and then what happened?
And then the honey back. Badger let out a stinky spray from beneath her tail.
Like a skunk?
Yeah. I think the skunk is his cousin.
Oh, yuck.
And they both have stinky sprays. Elder from beneath their tail.
And then what happened?
Well, I don't remember anything else, so let's go over to the other video.
Okay.
Well,
what happened in that one? That was just the adult cheetah.
Yeah, well, you know. Oh, I forgot. Got something from the other one. And when the cheetah cub messed with the spot cause on Martin because around. Flying around Martin, black ones, because you know what? He was activating his creature power suit, and there was black spots flying all around them. Spots on the cheetah, they weren't on yet, and that's why, and the cheetah swatted at the spot, and that's why I named them Spot that's why. So let's give a hand for Spot's why.
Good old Spot's why.
Creature for my story. Help the other one. The adult can be just as amazing.
Mm-hmm. Adults can be just as amazing as children. Or as kittens. Or cubs.
Let's give a hand for the doll. Blur. Now, Blur they learned a lot about cheetahs in that one, how fast they are, and Aviva did the cheetah racer. Actually, they were racing against Zach, and he was cheating. Next time, he was flying, and Lenny used the cheetah, Blur, the powers machine.
Huh.
That's cheating.
Yep.
And they won three in the race, and Zach's flying machine got out of control, and then it was just Aviva and Blur, and Blur won. But Aviva and Zach were the main people, so actually Aviva won, because remember that flying machine got out of control and it raced out the thing?
Yep.
So, what about some other animals?
Well, let's see, what's the strangest animal you ever saw?
Okay, I'm thinking of a shark right now. Okay, now let me tell you. Okay, I'm a shark. Now let's say I'm a shark and I have these things going out to the side like this. And these are where my eyes are. My eyes are right on the tip of my fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Not on the tip of the shark's fin, but like, let's say, like, I'm using my finger, so say, let's say that I'm using my finger to do this. Now you know that I'm thinking, I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it.
That looks like a hammerhead shark.
A hammerhead shark?
Mm-hmm.
They have their eyes right here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that one-eyed shark we saw?
Oh yeah, what was it called?
It's like an albino.
Wasn't it like a cyclops shark or something like that?
It was a cyclops shark, yeah.
Yeah. That was strange. How about the duck-billed platypus?
Yeah.
I remember seeing that on Wildcrats. That's a strange creature.
It has wet feet, a duck bill, and the strangest. Now you can answer duck for those two riddles. But the last clue is beaver tail. Duck bill and then everybody will answer duck tail's platypus.
Very good. That's a big word.
It's not a cat because cats don't lay eggs, and it lays eggs.
Does lay eggs. Sure is a funny creature.
Have you see a creature?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Have you see a creature with that looks like a cat and it lays eggs? And please remember this. Cats don't lay eggs. It has to be another creature. Wild cats, too, like lions, cheetahs, all that other stuff that you call cats.
They don't lay eggs either?
Mm-mm, they don't lay eggs.
Huh.
So, if you see something that... I don't know the name of the cat. I saw it on Wild Cat and... Okay, let me give you... It was great, and you know what it did. Okay.
Okay, I'll hold it. What did it do? Okay, I'll describe it. Whoa, she's freaking out over there. Her whole claws and teeth.
Is that the Wolverines?
Or the,
It was gray and it acted like that.
Tasmanian devil.
Oh.
What's name that?
Was it a possum?
No.
Huh. It wasn't a honey badger? No.
Let me give you your answer.
Okay.
Not the possum answer, the other answer. The other answer. Not the possum answer.
Tasmanian devil?
No, your dad said that.
Wolverine.
Yeah. Is that a type of cat? Is that gray and it's a freaking out cat?
No.
It's not a cat. It looks kind of like a gray freaking out cat.
I've seen a gray freaking out cat. That would be pretty creepy.
I should get a costume that looks just like what I'm talking about, and then I'll freak out in the costume.
That sounds like a plan.
A good plan to show you what I'm talking about.
Well, we're going to have to end this for this evening.
Yep, the next one we do will be in a couple of weeks. We'll do one right either before or right after the father-daughter dance. What do you think? Should we do it before the father-daughter dance or after the father-daughter dance? So then we can talk about the dance.
After.
Okay.
That way we can talk about dance, the father-daughter dance next time.
Okay.
And Valentine's.
Bye. Say bye. Bye.
Okay, now.
Oh, sorry.
Now can I listen to it?